social distancing is the key to tackling COVID-19 and we have to win the fight against COVID-19 in 21 days. That was the message of the Prime Minister today. I'm Sneha Moldani and I have been tracking the story ever since the epidemic first broke out in China. Today we talk about life in a lockdown. States are trying to walk that extra mile to ensure that essential services continue to be provided. There were some concerns that were raised about disruption of essential services. The Ministry of Home Affairs has also issued fresh advisories for movement and manufacturing of essential goods, asking states to come up with an SOP so that the supply chain is not broken. This after several complaints were made of essential services not being available. Also, it has been repeatedly clarified by the Government of India that essential supplies will continue to be available. So there's been no change on that front. A couple of important announcements were also made that we must keep in mind. The Government of India has clearly said that you must not rush to buy medicines for COVID-19. There is no specific cure for COVID-19. Drugs available are for restricted use. They are to be used only by designated hospitals under supervision of treating doctor and expressed consent of the patient. Now, talking about essential services, here's a list of what all should be available and what all must be available. Public utilities like LPG, CNG and petrol stations are supposed to be open. Shops dealing with food, groceries, meat, animal fodder are supposed to be open. Hospitals and medical establishments, print and electronic media should be functioning the way they are supposed to. Banks, insurance offices and ATMs are supposed to be open. Telecommunication services, internet broadcasting and cable services are supposed to be open. Also, some very disappointing stories coming in from various parts of the country about discrimination and stigma related to COVID-19. It's very clear that we must try and face our fears and anxiety with facts and not discrimination. It's absolutely important not to reject, harass, abuse, hurt or harm anyone. Not all people who have cough or sneeze have COVID-19. There are various reports of stigma and mental trauma being inflicted on nurses, medical staff, doctors and even journalists. This is not right. This is not fair. The other important development today was regarding the indiscriminate use of very important personal protective equipment like masks and gloves. Now, the Government of India has come out with specific guidelines on the rational use of PPE along with the specifications for PPE as well. So one must not use a mask if one is not well. You rather reserve it or give it to somebody who needs it more than you do. To the medical staff, to nurses who work in hospital settings and are being now forced to rewash and reuse their masks. It's extremely unhygienic. This should not be done. There is a shortage and it should be used only when it is required. If you're unwell, go ahead, use a mask. Otherwise, coronavirus, COVID-19 is not an airborne disease. Please do not use a mask then. All right. There's an important announcement from the Prime Minister today. This is an important WhatsApp number. This is for queries. That number is 9013151515. You can direct all your queries to this WhatsApp number. As always, stay safe. Continue to be socially isolated. There is unity in isolation. There is safety in isolation. Thank you.